let me say what you want me to say. Tell my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church, say amen. To all our preachers and deacons and to all of my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. It's good that we can stand and say something about the one who died for our sins. But the main thing, he didn't stay dead. He got up with all power in his hand. Thank you for coming out this last day. We usually have the Medicine Action going on, and church usually be packed mostly. But the Medicine Action, they gone down the drain too, and it's kind of over with, in a sense, because I'm the last one, and David Craig, I'm the one of the originals, and the rest of them been gone. Rogers, he's been out for years, and so I'm about the last one, original. About the last one of them. But they're going down the drain, I reckon. So when I leave, he'll be gone, probably. So we thank God for the time that they was here. They've done a lot of good work, I promise you, and we helped a lot of folks. I mean, a lot of folks. Those who were handicapped always had some money to give them. God always blessed us to have some money to hand them out for something. And we thank God for that. Amen. Just for a few moments, and you know I don't preach long. You know I don't, you know. Probably my last sermon, and if I preach too long, pull my coat. You better not pull my coat. Huh? I don't think. Oh, okay. I thought I knew what you said. Okay. Bless your heart. Don't you worry, girl. I'm going to help myself. I'm just going to say a few words. Really, we just need to say something about Jesus. Ain't that right? Something about Jesus. I'm a Jesus freak. Y'all know that, don't you? Jesus freak. I'm going to be fair. I'm a Jesus freak. My calling will go tell the world about Jesus. And I'm not ashamed of my Jesus.
That's right.
No, no. But I know what he done for me. He saved my soul.
Amen.
Just give me about 15 minutes and I'll let you go. Hallelujah. Luke 17. 11 through the 19th verse. Luke 17, 11 through the 19th verse. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that was leprous, which stood afar off, and he lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.
Well.
They was together when he said us. When you be together, God can have mercy on you.
Right.
And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they was cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice, glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. They didn't get along with the Jews. And Jesus answered and said, was there not 10 cleansed? But where are the nine? They are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way. Thy faith has made thee whole.
Right.
Faith has made thee whole.
Amen.
Just for a few moments, we will use for a thought, where are the nine? Where are the nine? Where are the nine tonight?
Yes, that's right.
When hell break a loose, he know how to get you to church.
That's right.
That's a sad time and a sad way to be.
That's right.
Tornado come, we want to go to church.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes we can stop the tornado if we go on to church.
Yes, right.
Don't let nothing have to force you to serve God.
Amen.
You ought to serve him because you love him.
Right.
You ought to serve him because he watched over me all night long. And if you just realize and think to yourself sometimes, so many lay down, even next door to you, some don't get up
that
morning, but you get up and trust to jump up and don't even say, Lord, I thank you. That's the worst kind of Christian you can ever be. Don't throw no brick at me. I said, that's the worst kind of Christian you can ever be. God wake you up every morning and you jump up and don't even get on your knees and say, Lord, I thank you for watching over me last night.
That's right.
And so many folks go to bed every night, some of them, folks all over the world, and don't get up in the morning.
That's right.
And we can jump up.
Amen.
And take out a shower if we do bathe some of them, and then go to work and don't say, Lord, I thank you for watching over me all night long.
Right.
And they ain't got sense enough to say, Lord, thank you for waking me up.
Right.
Shame on you.
Right.
What God need with you anyway, Walker? Nothing. Nothing. Where are the nine that fail to come back to give me glory and to give me praise? God ain't getting no hurt from me and nobody else. It's a sad time when God have to remind us to give him some thanks for his blessings. Give him some thanks for his blessing. Some of you looking at me right now. Got up this morning. Don't raise your hand now, but got up this morning. And didn't take time out to say, Lord, I thank you. I ain't got to get on nobody, but I'm just preaching. Y'all understand that now. But how we are sometimes. And God doesn't need us. Always remember this. If we don't get up in the morning, God will still be God. We'll need God before God would need us. Remember that. What God need with me? Nothing. Need. What God need with me? If I stop preaching right now, he can get boys to preach.
All right.
Yes, sir.
You're right, preacher.
He doesn't need nothing.
My mind.
That's right.
But we need him. And can't do nothing without him.
You're right, Pastor.
I try to tell y'all, teach y'all, don't let God have to make you do something that you knew you ought to already be doing. We ought to give him glory and give him praise when you say you've been born again and washed in the blood of the Lamb. It's a sad time when God had to remind us to give him some thanks and give him some glory. The way this read, it's a sin to be unthankful.
All right.
Just suppose we have to pay for our blessings. Thank. Just suppose we have to pay for our blessings. Jesus told me many Christians feel within themselves that they don't owe him him nothing. Don't owe him a thing. But out of every 10 person today, 9 are still missing to give him glory.
All right.
Where are the 9? Then but one come back and said, Lord, I appreciate you. Where are the rest of them are?
That's right.
Just like that. Your side.
Right.
I'm with you. I know I need you. I can't make it without you.
Right.
Because I want. I need you.
Yeah.
God can make us share. I need you.
Yes, sir.
Don't let him make you say it.
Yes, right.
You ought to say it because he's good to you.
Yeah, right.
Kind to you and he's merciful to you. Sometimes I see folks in wheelchairs and I be at the hospital all the time. I always went to the hospital and I see them and see folks sick. I said, Lord, bless them. Have mercy on them. I could be in the same shape.
That's right.
I'm no Ben Nim, but by your grace, I'm still walking around.
That's right.
You're walking around.
Great man.
And some of them think we ain't going to ever get sick.
All right.
We feel like ain't nothing going to ever happen to us.
Right
now, we don't know what's going to happen to us the next minute.
That's right.
That's be the Bible. Some man ought to always what? Pray. And when you pray, stop begging so much. Thank him a lot of time.
Yeah, that's right.
Because every time I see you, you got your mouth with your hand open. Want something all the time. Give me something.
All right.
Give me what, God? Give me some thanks. Because
yeah.
So many don't have what you have.
All right.
So many is hungry. So many don't have clothes to put on. And they're thanking me.
That's right.
Just something to think about it.
You're right.
Thanking God. My mic on up there, buddy. I know you hear me here, but I'm going to walk around a little bit, you know. Make sure my mic on there. Yeah. So many don't give God so many don't give God no glory.
Mm-hmm.
And no praise for what he have done.
Right.
Because he's so good to all of us. We owe God, but our God doesn't owe us nothing. Not one thing that he owes us. Not a thing in the world. And my brothers and sisters, we are living in an unthankful generation. An unthankful generation. Where folks are not thankful for God done for him. What he done for us. In the last and evil days. And about in the last days, they're going to be what? Unthankful.
That's right.
And in the last days, we are so unthankful for what the Lord have done for us. Unthankful generation that we are living in right now. But God's still good to us.
Amen.
He's still kind and he's still merciful to us. They was in a helpless condition. These 10 left. They was in a helpless condition. They was pain and they was miserable. They heard about a man named Jesus. They heard about he was a healer. They had faith in him that he could heal them. They was obedient to God's word. But not thankful for what he done for them. But one of them came back and said, Lord, I thank you. One out of these 10, just only one came back. He said, Lord, I thank you for healing me. I couldn't do this. I couldn't do that. I thank you for healing me. And my brother and sister, when God healed us, now what are we going to use our body for?
Well, right. Yeah.
We go and do everything else, but what you going to do for him?
Amen.
This story is not in the Bible just to fill our pages. It's there to give God thanks, to let us know we owe him something.
Amen.
When God does something for you, you ought to be thankful about it. How can we jump up in the morning and don't even get on our knees and say, Lord, I thank you. So many didn't even were able to get up out the bed.
All right.
Yeah.
Right. So many, you'll be surprised. We don't know who's going to make it home from here.
Right.
You can't go by how you feel.
All right.
You can feel good now, boom, dead the next minute, or something happened the next minute. See, always have a thankful heart, and God will recognize that he appreciate me.
Amen.
Right.
Preach. I'd be at the hospital all the time. That one thing y'all can't say, I didn't go to the hospital to see you. I was there. I'm not boasting now. I was there, buddy. If you're in the hospital, Reverend Walker, come see whether you want me to see you or not. Couldn't say nothing anyway. Couldn't argue back at me. I just pray for you, you know. But you don't know nothing. You don't know the next minute going to happen to you. You don't know nothing. That means the Bible said pray all the time. Pray all the time because you don't know what's going to happen to you. But you pray all the time for Reverend Walker. You letting God know I need you. That's all about. You letting God. See, pray without sin. He said sing all the time. He said preach all the time. But he said what?
Pray.
Why? You letting God know I need you and can't make it without you.
All right.
Don't let God have to remind you to pray. You ought to pray because I know he's good to me. I'm no better than nobody else. So I'm letting you know, Lord, I need you. You can't word God when you're talking to him, but when you start begging so much, that's when you start bothering God. I'm feeding you, sister, brother. You got your legs, you can walk, and what you want, you know. But he said, actually, but don't beg so much. Thank God all the time and see what God will do for you.
Right.
Try it. I dare you to try. Thank him instead of begging so much and see what God will do for you.
Amen.
That's his holy name. God is a good God to all of us. And we ought to be thankful. But we're living in an unthankful generation now. Being thankful to God for the benefit that he have done for you. Because so many in the world don't even know they're in the world. It could happen to us just like it happened to anybody else. But he's so good to us and he's so kind to us. He's so merciful to us. And we ought to thank him every chance we get. And my brothers and sisters, just let us know that Christ takes notice of our gratitude to him. Watch it now. Where are the nine? See, y'all get that point now?
Yes,
I know I'm not crazy.
Yeah.
I don't have all how, but I know I hear 10.
Well.
But then the 9 come back.
Yes.
And bow down to give him glory. But look what he said. Where are the 9? That way some of us are. God wake you up every morning. You don't even get on your knees and say, Lord, I thank you.
That's right.
But so many don't even get up in the morning.
You're right, sir.
He won't more thanks than he won't begging. Don't you hear God saying something like, well, here he come, here he come. You don't get tired of folks begging you all the time.
All right.
You know that. All of us. Everybody, you in the choir know that. You musician know that. You preacher know that.
Yes, sir.
I know that. You know that. Somebody knock on your door every day. Can you give me a biscuit? You know. Can you let me have this? Can you let me have... That's why you're going to lock your door. But you glad God is not like us?
That's right.
Yeah.
I say, ain't you glad God is not like us?
Yeah. Amen.
God Almighty. Thank him more than you beg him. I promise you it works. I promise you that. You do more things. Even when you need it sometimes. Get on your knees sometimes. Sometimes I'm not boasting. Now God knows me. Sometimes I get on my knees. I ain't going to ask God for nothing.
Yeah.
Just going to get on my knees. Lord, thank you. You're so good to me.
Yeah.
thank you. So many already gone. So many in the hospital. Lord, I thank you. Try it and see what will happen. Lord, I'm begging so much. And you know he's good to you. Sometimes you look at other folks and get jealous. Lord, I want this. You looking at it, you just got covenants. I want somebody else's stuff. You know, but thank him for what you already got.
That's right. That's right.
So many folks with your head, what you have. But you be thankful. And sometimes we ain't got, I ain't gonna say it like that, but you may get mad with me, but have an attitude of being what? Watch this now. Watch this. Where are the nine? Letting us know I'm looking for you to what? Thank me.
Yes, that's right.
I'm looking for you to thank me. Because so many don't have what you have.
Right.
Where are the nine? I don't have all, however, I know I healed 10. But where are the rest of them at? Just to give me what? Thanks.
That's right.
I'm not asking you to pay for my work, what I'm doing for you, or my blessing, what I'm doing for you. But at least you ought to thank me.
All right, all right.
If you don't bow your knees, you'd be on the bed of fiction. At least you ought to say, Lord, I what? Thank you. He said, where are the nine? God said that.
Yes, sir.
Because you didn't come back to thinking.
That's right.
Try to see what God will do for you. And before more thinking, then you're done begging.
Yes, sir.
Hold on. It works.
Amen.
Because he said it.
Yes.
Well, the nine that failed to come back to give God some glory and to give God some praise. Bless his holy name.
Oh, yes.
And my brother and sister.
Uh-huh.
They was in a hopeless condition, helpless, pain, and miserable. They heard about Jesus, the healer. They had faith in him that he could heal them. They were obedient to God's word, but unthankful. Show yourself to the priest. They've done that, but they failed to come back.
Right.
But one came back with thanksgiving in his heart.
Yes.
They was healed, but they forgot about the healer.
Amen.
They was healed, I said, but they got about the healer.
Right.
And then when we do something, we forget about who helped us.
Right.
We forget about it was God all the time. It was him all the time.
Amen.
And God, all he wants, you just say, thank me. How you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're so good to me. Anybody can say that. Can't you, y'all?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. You're so kind. You're so merciful to me. This story is not in this Bible just to fill our pages.
All right, all right.
But to warn us not to be like the unthankful nine men.
Yes,
don't be like them. That's all he's trying to tell us. That really got it in you. Don't be like them. See, be thankful to God for all of his benefits that he's done for you.
Yes.
God Almighty. God don't have to wake up us in the morning.
No, no.
We don't know who's going to get up in the morning. We don't even know how we're going to make it home. We don't know nothing.
Right.
We can feel so good and die today, die tomorrow, die right now.
That's right.
We don't know nothing.
Yeah.
That means y'all do more faking, you're doing begging. He said this now. Is anybody read about it? Where are the nine?
Right.
At least they ought to come back to thank me. Couldn't nobody else do it? They went to the doctor. They could do it. At least you ought to take time out to give me some thanks.
Right. Yeah, right.
How can you go to bed and God watched over you all night long? You went down the highway doing about 60 to 85 miles an hour and you got there safe and sound and jump in the bed and get up in the morning and don't even get on your knees. You ought to get on your knees when you get home.
Yeah.
Right. Destination. We take God too lightly. We take it for granted.
That's right.
God doesn't have to do
to do nothing for us and still be justified. He's letting us know this Bible ain't playing here. Where are the nine? You can't pay me for what I do for me, but at least you ought to take time out to say, Lord, I thank you.
Amen.
Watch this. Watch this. What God need with me?
Mama.
I'm finna let you go now. Don't go sleep on me. Watch this. Watch it. Watch it. You gotta get this. What God need with me? Need. Thank. 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 Be on this side. What God need with me? You got to think. Nothing. Nothing. God doesn't need what? Nothing. Would that help God? Because I come back and say thank you? No. I'm letting God know I appreciate you.
Yeah.
All right. All right. All right.
Yes, sir.
You keep on giving your child something, you know, a pretty good side child, you know, might be grown. And he never said, Mama, thank you.
Yeah.
Never said, Daddy, thank you. After a while, they're going to stop giving you.
That's right.
They ain't showing no appreciation
right.
for what I'm doing for them.
You're right.
Yes, sir.
It may sound kind of like, thanking God. Yeah, thanking God. So many folks wish they had what we had. So many folks got a half a leg and can't hardly walk. You got both of yours and you won't take time to thank it?
All right.
Oh, boy.
All right.
He asked the question, where are the nine?
Yes.
Right now. Right now. The church ought to be full. God knows to get you back to church. You know, you don't know what I mean. He'll have time to come tear up five or six folks and get folks get killed. But church be jam-packed. I have been here in time. I saw it happen. You have too. God come through and do some things, but church be jam-packed.
That's right.
And let God crazy. You ought to thank him when things are smooth.
Amen.
You letting God know I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Because I appreciate you. When I come through, I won't bother you. And if someone want to get it, they'll say, get it. No, don't you touch that. God protect us. You can't protect yourself. I can't protect myself. But God can protect you when the devil wants to destroy you.
Yeah.
But give him thanks. Take time to give God some thanks. God doesn't need nobody.
That's right. Amen.
Thank now. You got to thank. Thank. Look at yourself. Say, self.
Yep.
What God need with you? Let me answer. Nothing. I'm serious. I want you to think. Get it. See, where are the nine? Now, I know you're going to do it now because I'm going to tell you. But somebody right now, bouncing about, go home and jump in the bed and won't say, Lord, I thank you. Is I'm looking at anybody? Go home. Go up then by your side all day long. Some folks, some of them got killed somewhere. In a wreck, somebody got killed, somebody sick, had to go up, had a heart attack, done all that, and didn't even go home. But some of them go and do all things and ain't being thankful and jump in the bed and don't say, Lord, I thank you.
You're right.
He can make you thank him now. Don't get me wrong. But you ought to love him to thank him because he's good to you. Not because we bet somebody else, but I know what he done for me. See, your business if you don't want to thank him, but I know what he done for me. That's how you look at it. I know what he done for me. Everybody say,
I know.
What God done for what? Me. Watch this now. Watch this. Watch this. He told us to pray all the time.
Yes, sir.
Watch this. If I don't hear from you now, I'm still going to be God. Still going to be God. I won't never hear from you. Watch this now. I can make you call me. I can break your leg. I can do something to make you, oh Lord, I can make you sad in a minute.
Well.
But you ought to say it because he's good to you.
You're right.
Don't let him force you to make you say it. God Almighty. That's what he said, pray all the time. Pray without ceasing. And when you pray all the time, stop begging so much.
Yes.
Start of thanking God. See what happened. I dare you to try. Oh, folks, I double dog dare you to try. Look, watch. So do more thanking. Do you just begging and try and see what happens?
Yes.
Try. Time to get on your knees. Can I say it like this, y'all? Let me say it, please. Gabriel said, well, here she comes. Gabriel said that. Here she comes. Tell the Lord, here she comes. Lord, I want that chair lagging. You got to shimmelate, baby. You know what I mean? Begging. Everybody begging so much. Stop begging God so much. And give God some thanks and see what God will do for your life. He'll hear you when you be begging so much. Can't even hear him. You can't tell me because you're begging for everything else.
Yes.
God Almighty. Well, the nine that failed to come back to give me some glory.
All right.
And give me some praise. But we live in an unthankful generation. I say an unthankful generation. They was healed, but they forgot about the healer. He is still what? The healer. They was healed, but they forgot about the healer. That's his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, just let us know that Christ take notice of our gratitude to him. Where are the nine? And Psalm 103 says, don't forget about all of his benefits. That's what it said. His benefits. His benefit. His grace. Don't forget about his healing grace. His forgiving grace. His redeemed grace. Don't forget about it. Don't take his blessing lightly. God doesn't have to do nothing for us. Where are the nine? Without Jesus, we cannot do nothing. And I mean what? Nothing. And out of all of his blessings, out of all that he have done, we, in an unappreciated way towards him.
Right.
Until something happened to us. When something happened to us, he does that sometimes to get your attention.
Right.
If you're the child of God, he says, those who I love are what? I'm going to chase them. God Almighty. And it's so easy, God Almighty, to think, I'm not boasting. God knows I'm not. I ain't got nothing to boast about. I find myself, Jesse, boy, thanking God.
Mama.
I mean it. Thanking God for what he done for me.
Yes, sir.
Ain't big. He good to me. Yes. He good to everybody. I'm getting wrong, but all of us go through our trials and testing, but I do more thanking God. I know where I come from. See, I ain't come from no big time family. I come from a poor family. When I look at myself, I say, thank you, Jesus. Nothing to boast about, but I know where I come from, and I know who's doing it. Nobody but Jesus. I don't have no reason to be boasting about something. I come from a poor family. Lord Almighty. Poor family.
Man.
Four sleeping in a bed.
Come on, man.
Kicking one another, fighting.
That's
come get you kicking me. We got to kick somebody because you got four in a bed. Well, don't get me happy right here. That way I be shouting right here. I know where I come from. Sometimes, let me say to y'all, this is my last message anyway. Let me say, sometimes my mama, I see to my poor mama. Oh, that might say.
Mama.
And you know, and so Logan, They get next to me. I'm not meaning from the depths of my heart. And I get a hot iron to go through her hair. You know, everyone who you get on curves like y'all got this pretty curves and things. And I mean it. Four of us in one bed. So we got bed by ourselves now. And still unthankful.
Yeah.
They eat country water. We ain't pretty good because we had a horse and peas and things. But when it come down to a house, all of us in that 1-3-room house with 4 children in a bed,
yes,
kicking one another,
yes,
fighting one another.
Yes.
You know, in a sense, you know, but you know, they go get mad one another. No, we love one another. But I'm trying to say, you know how children fight sometimes, but. And boy, that means, oh man, let me say this, y'all. That means I try to get humble every day of my life.
All right, all right.
Because I know where I come from.
All right.
That means I ain't got nothing to boast about because I know where I come from.
Yeah.
I come from a poor family.
All right.
But they love one another.
Yes, sir.
I want to help my mama so bad, but I can't help her, but she gone. Well, what you trying to say, Roma? I'm trying to say, do all you can for Jesus while you can. You don't know what condition you're going to get in before you leave here.
That's right. That's right.
And please don't do this. Don't boast about what you got.
That's right.
That's right.
And don't look down on nobody. That's one of the worst things you can do. Looking down on somebody and talk about them, you better be careful when you do that. Please be careful.
Amen.
Because that same one you're looking down on may have to pick you up.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
God in control of everything. Nobody in here got nothing to boast and brag about. If you're going to boast about Jesus Christ. But what he have done for you. And do all you can for folk while you can. Because you don't know who will have to help you one day.
That's right. That's right.
The very one you put your foot on may have to give you a biscuit.
That's right.
Right.
I know I'm right. Be thankful. And help folks all you can. And God will bless you. Watch this now. I'm going to get my message now. Watch this. Where are they now?
All right.
How long have I been up here? You better call my time number.
Right.
Where are they now? Don't y'all never forget that. Where are you now? What you want with me, Lord? You owe me some, Jimmy. What I owe you? You owe me some thanks. You owe me some praise because so many folks don't have what I gave you.
That's right.
And you ain't got sense enough to thank me. And Jesus said right here, he have healed some folk. They ran off and forgot about Jesus. Sometimes if you don't watch yourself, God don't bless you so much. You got this, you got that, but you don't mess around and forgot about who blessed you. He said, where are the nine? What you want with them, Jesus? They didn't come back to thank me. They didn't come back and give me no praise. They didn't come back and give me my glory. What they got, I gave it to them. But they're too stout-hearted.
Yeah.
And got lifted up in pride.
Well.
Yeah.
And they ain't giving me no thanks. Because that, can I say, that's my stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
And Jesus here don't need nothing. He doesn't need nothing. He got the world in his hand.
That's right.
Got my stuff and ran off with it. And they ain't got sense enough. This Lord, I thank you. And he said, where are? I got next to me. Where are the nine? Didn't I heal 10?
Well,
think about that now. I heal 10 Negroes. At least they could have come back and said, Jesus, I thank you.
Right.
I know We don't know how long they've been out there.
Because
they're leprosies. And they, I know they want to go home and see their family. If they have some family, you know that.
Yeah.
You know, the first thing you want to get a hospital or whatever, you want to go home, don't you, y'all?
Right.
But before you leave, y'all just tell Jesus you thank him.
All right.
So he can put you back in there.
That's right.
See, watch this. We owe that to Jesus.
Amen.
I said we owe that to Jesus. And when you fail to thank God, he can make you thank you now.
That's right.
No problem. He can make us do it. Don't let him have to make you do it.
That's right.
God Almighty. And here Jesus, trust to say something like this, I don't hear 10 folks. They ran off and had sense enough that said, Lord, I thank you. My house can wait, but let me thank this man here first.
All right.
Let me thank Jesus first. He can make you thank you now. There's no problem. But you ought to thank him because he's good to you.
Amen.
We don't bet nobody else. Sometimes we look at other folks. You think if you don't watch the devil, he's a slick.
Yeah.
He'll make you think you better than other folks because you're not lame or nothing. You're not sick. Don't let the devil make a crank at you. You ain't no bet nobody else. I'm no bet nobody else. All that comes short of the glory of God.
Yeah, right.
You don't know what's going to happen to you before you leave this world. You don't know who's going to have to help you before you leave this world. Don't look on nobody. Don't put your foot on nobody because you don't know who's going to have to help you.
All right.
You may be doing well. You may be doing fine.
Right.
But God can take what he gave you away from you.
Because
you ain't helping nobody else.
Right.
And then you're not thankful for what he has done for you. Don't you never think that you've been for other folks.
Amen.
No, don't you never get that kind of attitude. You're in a bad attitude with God. And here Jesus saying, where are the nine that failed to give me glory and praise? How long have I been preaching? And my brother and sister. I'm finna go. Give me time. Where are the nine? Watch this now. Without Jesus, we can't do nothing. And I mean nothing. God Almighty. In him we live, move, and have our being. And out of all of this, he is the unmost appreciated person in the whole world.
All right.
So many don't give God no kind of glory, no kind of blessing, but thank God for our benefits.
Yes,
the most precious Jesus, and we look over him until hell break a loose. Give me heart. Oh, Lord. See, he can make you say, oh, Lord. Don't have to let him make you say it. You ought to talk to him all the time.
Yes.
God Almighty. He's good to everybody. And my brother and sister, when we fail to thank God, it is like running off with another man good.
That's right.
Running off with another man good. We finna close. May God bless you. Watch this now. Money buys some things. But money doesn't buy all things.
That's right.
God Almighty. Watch this. God got the best thing out the reach of money.
That's right.
Y'all got that?
Yes, sir.
I said he have the best thing out the reach of money.
Well.
God Almighty. Money can buy medication, but no health.
Right.
Money can buy insurance, but no security.
Right.
Money can buy loyalty. But no love.
Yeah, right.
Money can buy eyeglasses, but no vision.
Yeah.
Money can buy a bed, but no sleep.
Yeah.
A lot of folks right now can't go to sleep.
That's right.
Live on a water bed. What do you call them water beds?
Yeah.
And can't even sleep. Rocking and rolling, but can't go to sleep.
Yeah.
But God got some folks he loves and they love him.
Uh-huh.
Can sleep on a rock all night long.
Yeah.
Because God is on his side.
Yeah.
You call yourself, got to make yourself go to sleep. But God can rock you to sleep on bricks.
Yeah.
You're right.
Can I say a brick match?
Go ahead, brick.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
he can do anything.
Yes,
yeah. Eyeglasses, vision, bed and no sleep, food and no appetite, a house but no home, a woman but no wife, a man but no husband, happiness but no joy, a church but no salvation. God is able to do anything, but he just can't fail. The nine that fail to come back to give God glory. I'm not through, but I'm going to get. I'm through now, but I know it's getting a little late for y'all. Somebody ready to go home? And but I'm going to let you go. If you don't remember nothing else I ever said to you, please don't thank God.
Right.
Watch this now. Watch this. Watch this. You can't thank God enough for what he done for you. Don't you let the devil fool you. You never, even your friend, you may go to your friend. They may tell you, you got the devil worked through folks. Y'all didn't know that, did you? You may go to your neighbor, your friend. God, I thank God so much. God don't look for you to do all the time. He wants you to do it all the time. Because he said, where are the nine? But fail to come back and give me some glory.
Yes,
God's so good to all of us, and we take God so lightly. And a lot of folk wish they can get in our position sometimes.
Yes,
so have a thankful heart, and not so much a begging heart.
Right.
Got shoes, and now you want some funny hookers. You got a little, you know, you want some, the style come out. You got some shoes.
That's right.
Asking God for some style shoes. Brother, you got some shoes. Y'all get my point. You already got this. Asking for a biscuit, now you want some cornbread. But ask God, he feed you. You ought to be thankful.
That's right.
God didn't promise you a Mercedes Benz.
That's right.
But I can give you a car.
All right.
When the Mercedes Benz get there, you'll be there too, won't you?
Amen.
That's what I'm trying to get you to see.
That's right.
I'm taking care of you. There ain't nobody but a bicycle. You're still getting there.
Yeah.
Sometimes we can't stand something.
Uh-huh.
You ought to be thankful as well that things are with you.
Yeah.
Where are the nine that fail to come back to give God glory? May God bless you. May God keep you. At 1 o'clock. Y'all remember many years ago when we were stupid? Don't go to break it because I said that now. You know, all of one time was stupid, crazy. Just not coming in at night, in the morning. Half drunk.
Mama.
And God took care of you, didn't he?
Yes.
We deserve hell, but he saved us, didn't he?
Yes.
Why can't we stay out and party with him a while? Ain't that right?
Yes.
If you get home, we're going to be by his grace and mercy. And back in them days, we were home, we couldn't hardly drive. Lemon running up the road and drunk. Been at a party. Someone used to this kind of time. Ain't that right, y'all? Say amen. Just be coming home. Why can't we lift up his name this time, my man?
All right.
Why can't we give him glory this time of morning?
That's right.
It's good that you live to see another year. So many of our friends, our loved ones, already know gone. Been gone. I mean, younger than we are. But God still, can I say, I'm going to call y'all crazy, me too, Mama. He still got our crazy self here. And we done some stupid things.
You're right. You're right, Pastor. You're right.
But thank God for his mercy.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank God for his grace.
Yeah.
It wasn't because we offend nobody else, but by his what? Grace and his mercy. He spared us to see another year. We did all nothing. You don't want no time with God. You didn't buy no time. But his grace, that's how you see God and his mercy. And remember this. We can be gathered around the altar. Remember this. Y'all get it. Remember this. God doesn't owe us nothing. Don't you ever think God owes you something. We owe him everything for what he's done for us. Where are the nine? I found out since I've been a preacher, pastor, not since then, but God can make you go to church. He can make you pray.
Yeah.
Have y'all saw God come down and care for a whole community?
Yeah.
Boy, the church, I've been here for the time, church jam-packed. God come through and tell it, but I take two or three lives. Jam-packed. Jam-packed. You ought to do it before you do that. Don't have to make God do something, but you ought to do it because you love him.
You're right, man.
Because he don't save you.
Yeah.
Watch this. I'm finna go. If anybody in here not saved, won't you give your life to him?
Yes.
What's a good time right now?
Amen.
We go over in here, but if you're without Jesus, get saved. Come give your life to Jesus. Before we pray, is there anyone need Jesus? Ask your seat. Look what he said. If a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, thou shall be saved. Watch this. Saved from what? You got to be saved from something.
Right.
Saved from hell. Saved from the lake of fire. Watch this. The lake of fire is a place where you're never consumed. You'll be there day and night. I know preaching don't say nothing about hell, but it's still there. And our job is still preaching. If a man not saved, that's where he goes when you leave him, when he dies. Don't be ashamed to give your life to Jesus. Please don't. Ain't nobody getting mad but the devil.
Oh, yes.
If you without Jesus, give your life to him. Why? You got a chance.
Yes, sir.
Because after this life, don't let the devil mess you up. They keep putting out books and things that it's an afterlife. It is an afterlife, but you're going somewhere forever. And there's a hell and there's a heaven. Preachers don't say that no more in church. Yeah, they'll say heaven, but they don't sit on hell. That's a hell. Folks go to hell right now. Yeah, they're speaking up right now. Folks jumping in hell right now all over the world, somewhere. That's a hell. And preacher got to preach it. But I'm saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. This is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. Jesus come here to save. Secondary stuff. I come and help the lame, give sight to the blind. But my main purpose is to save lost souls. And buddy, we got to stop right here and pause for a minute and take this brother in. Say hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ain't got no secretary, but how you doing, young man?
and ever. When Jesus said, if you just believe in me as Savior and Lord and give your life to me, you'll miss hell. It's just that simple. That's what the gospel is all about. It's to keep folk from going to hell. Will there be another one? Because we're dying. You're going to die. You're going somewhere. May God bless you. May God keep you. Let's bow our heads. Hallelujah.